This is the Levels Network. I'm Justin Hordor, joined by the Triple OG, Whitamy Mason, and Viliami is back. He's fresh. Fresh cut.
Back.
Trained this morning. Smashed the BSC energy drinks. Just feeling good.
Got after it, man. I think, you know, getting back on Tuesday, I mean, that was a tough carry. It was like, what, 24-30 hours in transit? Getting back, having to do the Culture Kings thing. So no rest.
Yeah.
Straight into the potty, then straight home, and then rested. Rested all day yesterday, got a haircut, freshened up a little bit, trained this morning, got it done at E-Lab, back, I'm back. So,
ready to go.
Little bit of a tip to anyone who's had a big campaign in Vegas, don't fucking feel sorry for yourself. Just get yourself a fresh fade, get out there, get after it, and you're back.
And there's some work to be done.
Yeah, you've got to get it done, mate.
And we got it done. We got our show, our review done. Yeah. Obviously, some big news that went along with it, but really big games too, a big occasion for the game.
It was.
So it was important to get an episode done. And for everyone who has been following us, then they got back-to-back episodes. You know, you roll straight from watching an episode this morning, you're going to be getting this afternoon. Yep. And the official round one, because that was round zero, is now here for the NRL and some great games.
And we said it from the start, right? All three of us, we made a pact. We said, you know what? You know, there's going to be some tough carries.
Yeah.
You know, but we've got to do it. We've got to get it done and be consistent with everything. I think that's what our viewers love. And, you know, we're here every week. We're twice a week.
Yeah. And people got a lot worse than us. So
people got a lot worse, mate. We've got to do fucking 3 hours a week. We're not whinging, mate.
If the hardest thing we've got to do is get up and do a podcast after a big week on the piss, then I think
it's not hard.
I think the listeners will make sure that we stick to that. Speaking of those listeners, if you're new, welcome to the gang. We're pumping at the moment, but to help our show, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, and leave us comments as per whether that's following us on Instagram or TikTok, or whether you subscribe and are listening to us now on Apple and Spotify. If you are listening to us on Apple and Spotify, you can also leave a podcast review there. I mentioned the BSC Energy Drinks. They're partners of Level. They've been with us from day one. Have you tried their latest energy drink in town? It has a clean energy. It has 160 milligrams of caffeine, a clean energy boost to power you through your workouts. It is also HACCP tested. So our products undergo rigorous testing to meet the highest standards for athlete safety. That means if you're getting after it, you're doing it clean, you're doing it the right way. Let's get straight into it, Mace. We've got plenty to talk about. We always like to start off with our YouTube questions, and this part of the show is where we interact with our listeners. So this sets the culture for our show. So who better to collaborate? You mentioned them before, Culture Kings. They've jumped on board.
Got the Culture Kings on.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
The Anti-Order.
I like it. If you want to level up your fashion game, just like Mace with that Anti-Order shirt, you can get a 10% discount code for you to use online when checking out. So, Mace, let them know what the code is.
LEVEL1, all capitals.
Again.
LEVEL1. All capitals.
Let's go, baby. Remember to leave us a comment on YouTube for your chance to feature in the next episode. Just like this question that we've got from Logan Wilt, who's a Tigers supporter. He goes, Willie, if you're in the Tigers team at the moment, what are you doing at training to help get these players to change the culture to a winning culture? Love the show, boys. L1 since day one. Shout out to Logan. I'm gonna add a little bit to this question, Maze. So he doesn't specify whether a coach or a player, so I'm going to go player, and I want to go specifically to your time at the Knights. So you won a comp and you'd been really successful with the Bulldogs early in your career. You knew about what a winning culture looked like. When you went to the Knights, they were a good team around that sort of era and time, but you went all the way to preliminary final in your first year in 2013. So what, if anything, did you say? What were your actions at training? And, so what sort of helped you make that jump at Newcastle?
Yeah, it takes more than just one person, right? You know, we had Wayne Bennett, first of all. He was the coach. He knew in 2012 he didn't have the squad that he wanted because they lacked leadership.
Was that his first year, 2012?
Yeah, 2012. So they lacked leadership. They had a lot of people from the era before then. Joey Johns just retired in 2007, so 8, 9, 10 weren't very successful. 11 wasn't very successful, so I had a lot of journeymen come through in and out of the club at that time. All great people, everything like that. No just nothing but love for that club and those people at that time. Wayne wanted to change the culture, so he brought myself in, he brought Jeremy Smith in, he brought Bo Scott in, brought Darius Boyd in, Dane Gagai, BJ Lua. He brought a few players that have been successful in clubs, especially like he wanted me and Jeremy Smith very me, Jeremy Smith, and Bo Scott.
Yeah, they're huge. All three of you's won competitions.
All three of us have won competitions, been in really good systems. At the back end of our careers, I was 32 years old. Jeremy Smith was 32 years old. You know what I mean? But we knew what it took to get, you know, like to build a culture. Mm. It's the training. It's just the little things. You know, we had good leaders like Kurt Gidley and everything. He was a club captain. Danny Badiris, legends of the club. They knew what winning was because they played Origin, played for Australia and everything like that. So it was just an accumulation of the right people at the right time. And just everybody going after it every day at training. Mm. Like just doing everything as a club, everything like everything possible. We you know, little things like I look at some clubs now, they don't really hang out with each other, right? It's a very important part. And just say Wayne isn't an advocate for alcohol or anything like that.
But he doesn't drink, does he?
But he understands. He understands. He goes, there's a little bit of a gap there for building a team there.
Yeah.
You know, going on SAS camps, having a bit of a beer together, nothing crazy. He'd put accountability on people like me and Jez to get these guys home at 1 o'clock. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
treat you like an adult.
He put it all on the players.
Yeah.
You know, not him. He goes, so all the players, we just say, come home from North Queensland. We're in North Queensland. Oh, mate, so we want to go out. Mm. Oh, I'll fucking ask Wayne.
Yeah.
Get him home at 2 o'clock.
Perfect.
If they don't come at 2 or if they don't come at 4,
you're accountable.
I'm in trouble. So they don't want to let me down, all that kind of stuff. So it builds that sort of culture. You start winning. Training is intense. Do you know what I mean? But
can I quickly ask you one thing? So you always talk about the training sessions at the Bulldogs, how competitive they were. Were they equally as competitive like that, during that Newcastle time?
Yeah, it was like that. Yeah, Jeremy Smith, you had Bo Scott, Cade Snowden, Chris Houston, just some old school, like just guys that just fucking went at it.
Yeah.
Young Alex McKinnon and a Robbie Rockow. You know, guys like that were just like really gunning
for
it.
Is that a good pack, didn't you?
Yeah, really good pack. Danny Badiris was leading the way. You know, and then you had Darius Boyd, Dane Gagai, BJ Leilua.
Was that Betsy's last year?
Yeah, Jared Mullen, Torrin Roberts.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So we had a fair team. Jimmy McManus, Akua Uyate.
Like
they were playing representing football at that time.
Yeah.
And that trainer, man, training was intense.
Yeah.
You know, and whatever Wayne asked, like he doesn't say that much at training. Just don't drop the ball. And just make sure everything's at 100%. You know what I mean? So we just come out the training. As soon as you step over that line, he wants that 100% effort. And then you just go away. That's it.
So the biggest difference I can take out of this, if you're a Tigers fan listening, obviously the coaching is you're not going to get that. But that's a big difference in what the Tigers got. The players that they bought last year. Now you've got Uppy, who's won a premiership similar to you. So he'd know what that's like. John Bateman, David Clemmer, Isaiah Papali, all been to grand finals, not one, but they've been a part of winning cultures that have gone all the way to the big dance. So do you think those guys are capable of improving that roster?
I'll tell you one more thing, which is very important in teams. Some players don't know how to train.
Yeah.
They don't know how to train hard and they don't know how to train smart.
Hmm.
When you're doing all these, you know, like wrestling and everything like that, you can't do things at 60%. You've got to go at 100. I said, iron sharpens iron. You've got to go at it 100%. There's no injuries at 100%. If you tackle at the right rate, you hit here, here, here. You hit it methodically, and everybody, you don't drive your legs in tackles. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like that means you're more susceptible to injuries.
Yep.
You've got to drive through fucking tackles. When it's stop at it, like, you know, we hit you and you lose your legs.
And you're trying to protect yourself.
Don't drive through tackles. Some of these guys who have been in really shit systems. And I've seen it. Mm. They don't know how to train hard.
Yeah.
But there's levels to shit all the time. If you play in like an Australian pack and a New South Wales pack, everybody knows how to train at that level and safe.
Yeah.
You got to go, no blokes coming in fucking cannonballing your legs. So like some young kid at NRL trainer. Like, what are you doing, mate?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So some people just don't know how to train.
That's how fights start, eh?
That's how fucking
when
fight
some young
starts.
Kid comes in and so hits an OG.
You got a vet there doing the right thing and bang, someone hits you by the side. Like, mate, you got to train hard. You don't want any injuries.
Yeah.
There was hardly any injuries when we were playing.
Mm.
Because people knew how to train hard. Like even back in the Bulldogs days, we used to fucking go hard, but no one ever got hurt.
Yeah. So you go 100, but you just cut away from going 100 in the contact, but they're not doing the silly shit that is you'd probably do in a game which helps take a player down, but you've that comes with hierarchy too, though. So some clubs don't have hierarchy leaders where you like can pull it up.
Because they don't know, because there's no iron versus iron. It's like just like a guy who doesn't know how to train versus another bloke who doesn't know how to fucking train. And you're looking at him going, go fucking harder. You know what I mean? Because I'm just saying, if you've got a pad, you've got to go as hard as you can. So I'm trying to make you better as a defender.
Yep.
I've got a fucking pad. I'm running at you flat out. You hit me as hard as you can. Fine. But if I haven't got the pad running at you at like 60% and you're coming in at like 100, like it just doesn't work out.
Yep.
Like you got to figure out how to train. And that's what happens when you get good players like Appy and all those sort of players in the Tigers and every fruit, all the good. Go watch fucking Penrith train.
Yeah.
Go watch Penrith train. I'd advise any coach to go out, go watch Fisher, Harris and Leota go at it. Go and watch those young kids go at it. You know what I mean? They go. That's why. What do you think we bought Zane Tedovano?
Yes.
He fucking gets it.
He does.
He was at Newcastle when we were there and he learnt off all of us, all the senior players. He was a young kid. He learnt that and then he got to the Roosters and he fucking did. And he bought that shit to Penrith. There's a reason why he's there.
I think he's going to be a great
buyer. He fucking goes for it. And I love that kid. I've known Z since he was like 18 years old.
Yep.
And he goes at it. That's what you watch training now at the Bulldogs. Yeah. It'll go from fucking here to here. Because he will go at the biggest bloke in the team and he won't fucking stop.
We got eventually, later in the show, the NRL, they did a voting system from 60 players. For the top 10 players in the league. So
right.
I heard this last night on SEM while I was listening to Matty Rogers and Scott Sattler talking about it. And number 10 is Stephen Crichton. There you go. There's a little a little hint of what's coming up. And we're going to we're going to try put our 10 together. Wait, it'll be in a bit. It's so fucking hard, mate. But so Stephen Crichton was at 10 and they were talking about what makes Stephen Crichton great. Apparently his attention to detail and how hard he goes at training. Remember I told you about Sam Burgess went and visited New South Wales training and he said the three players that stood out the most at training were Stephen Crichton, Brian Toto and Jerome Luai on their edge, just iron sharpens iron, going hard in training. When everyone was sort of just trying to relax. We're at Origin and want to be healthy. Apparently those three guys were leading the way. So it shows in the results for the Penrith over the last couple of years.
It'll be interesting to see what your top 10 is.
Yeah, well, it's super hard. I'm not – look.
When you sent that message last night, I wrote it right then off the top of my head.
Yeah.
So that's my – that was my – without thinking about – there's some probably guys here and I'm like, oh, shit, maybe. But then I'm like, these are the guys that I fucking love watching.
Yep.
And they're in my top 10.
So all right, let's have a bit of fun
with
everyone
have their own top 10.
Let's get straight into it then. Right? The Fox League asked 60 current NRL players to rank who they believe are the best of the best in the competition. And we tallied the votes to compile a top 10 list. Number 10 was Stephen Crichton.
Yep.
Number 9 was James Tedesco. Number 8 was Harry Grant. Number 7 was James Fisher-Harris. And number 6 was Sean Johnson.
I got fucking none of them.
But think about they haven't revealed the bottom 5 yet, but do you think Nathan Cleary's in the top 10?
He's in mine.
Do you think Cameron Munster's in the top
10? He's in mine.
Do you think Dally Cher Evans is in the
top
10?
He's not in mine.
Do you think Tom Trbojevic is in the top 10?
Not at the moment. This is right now. Yeah. Right now. This is not previous. This is right now, right?
I'll put it in this context.
We need some context.
This way you take away age and all that. You're playing a game tomorrow to win a grand final. Who do you want in your team right now? At their age right now, how they've been playing. They're fully fit too, by the way.
Yeah.
And we'll talk. Let's talk it out. So, can we both agree that Nathan's number one?
I didn't put him in any order.
Yeah.
Right.
But let's try to work through a little bit. We'll have a bit of fun with this. So, because I was thinking about it, and I went through my top 10. I went, shit, I didn't have Latrell in there. I didn't have Reece Walsh in there. I was like, I was missing all these players. So, Nathan one.
Yep.
I would have said. I think a lot of people would have agreed, well, Cam Munster's my number two, but I think that was clear cut maybe a year ago. Now I think there'd be
the last 3 years of work.
Yeah.
Last 3 years.
Yeah.
5 years or something like that. I don't know. I need 5 years of dominance before you. I don't want 1 year. I don't want Reece Walsh last year. He had one fucking good year, right? So give me 5 years of body of work, then you can get the top 10.
But I'll say this is the context of it though. You know everything about these players. You know their injury history. You know how they've played before in the past. You know that they've only potentially played a season of good footy.
Yep.
You got to win a grand final tomorrow. Who's your guys?
Well, I'll show you my guys.
Okay, give us your guys.
So I've picked Tino. This is not my in any order. I've picked Tino. I want Tino on my team.
Yep.
I want Payne Haas.
Yep.
I've got Cleary. I've got Munster. I've got Harry Grant.
Yeah.
I've got Latrell. I've got Joey Manu. I've got Teddy.
Yeah.
And I've got Turbo.
That's eight. Is that, how many is that? Is that enough? Are you missing? Are you missing a couple? We'll go back through.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
No, it's 10. 4, 6, 8. Who did I? Oh, no, you didn't say Liam Martin. Did you say Liam Martin and Oliver
Whitehead? Yeah, I left him out.
Yeah, so
I left both of them out because I'm putting body of work in. Liam Martin's close, but I mean, I can't leave Teddy and I can't leave Turbo out because I can't put, like, if I'm thinking Olakuatu, I think he's going to be the best back rower.
Oh, sorry, you didn't have Teddy in. Okay, got you.
Yeah, so I'll put Teddy and Turbo. I'm putting Teddy and Turbo in. That's my top 10. Right now.
And did you leave Cam Murray out in the end?
And Cam Murray. Cam Murray's in. So Tino, Haas, Cleary, Cam Murray, Munster, Harry, Latrell, Manu, Teddy, Turbo.
So this is who I had. I had Nate Cleary, Tom Trbojevic, Cameron Munster, Kalen Ponga, Latrell Mitchell, Daly Cherry Evans, Harry Grant, Sean Johnson, Reece Walsh, and Joey Manu. But I had no middles. And I had at one point I had James Fisher-Harris five, and then I dropped him all the way out because I'm like,
Payne Haas has been the best prop in the game.
Payne Haas was at seven. I dropped him all the way out. I was
been the best prop in the world for 5 years.
I know.
Like he's obviously that's the hardest position on the field. So if you're dominating that, if you're dominating the middle, like Tino, who's been the Origin and Australian team for 4 or 5 years now, same as Payne Haas, same as Harry, same as Cleary, same as Latrell, Manu, Turbo, Teddy. I'm just saying, I'll give it 5 years. I don't fucking put Reece Walsh in there because he's played one fucking good year.
Yeah, I can understand.
Like, that's it. You give me 5 years. We're quick to anoint all these young kids straight away. Well, you give me 5 years of work, like all these guys that have been out there and dominating the game for 5 years, Origin level, fucking Australian tours, dominating their fucking club football like it's a joke. You know what I mean? Like, that's the top 10.
Can we agree upon this?
Yeah.
This list is a joke because it's too hard to put so many good players in the top 10.
Only because I'm only putting, if you give me 5 years of fucking quality work.
Okay.
Don't give me two. Don't give me one or three. Like Turbo fucking in 21 was the best person to ever fucking strap football boots on.
Yeah, but we haven't seen him in 22, yeah, 23.
I know, but I'm just still giving him 21.
Yeah.
Because of that 1 year, man. Because
it was so good. Yeah. Okay.
Even Payne Haas. I can Payne Haas dominates. I'll give you this. Just say in 5 or 6 years, Payne Haas dominates, gets about 2 or 3 man the matches in Origin, gets about 2 or 3 flat premierships. He's going to go down as the best prop to ever play the game.
Mm. Yep.
Ever. Fucking 90s, 80s, fucking 2000s, 2010s. That's what he needs to do.
Who's he chasing? Big Artie? Big Lazo?
I reckon he's fucking already up. He's above those guys already.
No, but you said you want him to win. You wanted to do that at Origin.
Guys like Lazo. Yep. You got guys like Lazo, and you got guys like Chief, and you got some decent forward guys there. But like, if you put him in the fucking 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s,
of course,
he's dominating everybody.
A lot of our players in this modern era now would dominate.
Like, they put Lazo's like, Lazo's the king, right? Yeah,
three different teams, three different comps.
The premierships, the domination of all, from league. So if he gets a couple of rings,
yep,
and if he dominates Origin, he should go down as the greatest prop of all time.
Yep.
That's his ceiling. But, you've got to win those things, mate. And you've got to dominate Origin because at the end of the day, you could be the best club player, like you go down as the best club prop in the game already. Nelly already, right? His stats and shit, he's dominating.
He's definitely in the conversation.
He's definitely in the conversation. But then at the end of the day, when you're sitting around the table, all the great props are going to go, how many Origins did he get? How many Origins did he get man the match in? Mm. How many competitions did he win? Did he get Clive Churchill? Did he do this? Did he do that? They're the conversations that happen when you retire.
Do you reckon Nath Cleary's in the same?
Fucking hope he's in the competition now.
Do you think he's in the same conversations as Payne where you want to see him dominate at Origin?
Just about 3 or 4 more games.
He had a really good game when they smacked him in game
in
2.
Perth, I was there.
But I want to see it in a decider like Munster and probably
Joey,
Chez.
And JT and Cooper Cronk. So to be mentioned with those guys, which I fucking already put him up there anyway because of that 20 fucking minutes of just
crazy
ridiculousness.
Yeah.
Because none of those players have done that.
No. Nah.
None of them have done that.
I don't think a player in the history of the game has ever done
that. So, like, I put him above Cooper Cronk. He's just, you got Joey, JT, in whatever particular order. Then you got probably Cleary.
Okay.
And then you got Ricky Stewart, you got Alfie Langer, you got fucking Cooper Cronk, you got all these great halves, mate. Yeah. But he's put himself up there. If he The kid's got 10 more years in the game.
He's still got.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's already spoken about it. That he's already in that, like, in that conversation already, and he's 25, right? Mm. And he's not even in his peak.
Yeah.
So you give him another couple of years of, just say, if he wins Man the Match in Origin, gets Wally Lewis, a couple of Wally Lewis medals, couple of Brad Fittler medals, he needs that, and a couple of, I don't care about the premiership.
I think he just needs a signature decider moment. Man of the match in the next couple of years.
Three games.
And then that's the last tick that he needs there. And he needs to win a Dally M too.
Yeah.
He needs to win a Dally M.
He's been unlucky because of injuries. He would have won those couple of years. It doesn't matter. But like, that's the thing. I look at those guys now and I'm just like, they're that fucking good.
Yep.
They are that good.
All right, Mace. Yeah. Very debatable. We could go back and forth on this for days.
Yeah.
You got your opinion. We got my. I got my opinion, and I'm sure the listeners at home are screaming out some other names or screaming out their rankings. But it's always fun, and that's why those lists mean shit, because it doesn't mean shit because everyone's going to have their opinion, and there's so many good players in the competition. I'm going to try something a little bit different this week. Rather than doing it at the end, I'm going to start something a little bit different this season. I'm going to mix it up a little bit. I'm going to go Levels Bets Friends Special. I'm going the Waz 1-12 against Cronulla, and I'm going Rocco Berry to score in the first 60 minutes for $13 from our traders with a max bet of 25. We both love the Waz.
What are they paying 13 plus?
Ooh.
That's what I'm thinking, man.
Sorry, it's the same. I did have a look at that. This is a specific market. Okay. So Warriors 1-12 were paying $3.
Yeah.
Warriors 13 plus were paying $3. Okay. But when you put in the try scorer, because you're keeping it closer, it brings the odds up a little bit more. So I'm giving a little bit.
A
little bit more juice.
They'll go right, because do you reckon Cronulla will stack their right side because of Tuivasa, and they'll leave the long four at the post, and then Rocco Berry runs those beautiful lines. You got the little fullback at the back. Hit him short.
I'm going Sean Johnson, dominant right edge still, even though they've got Roger over there. And I've still got my question marks on the defense of the left edge for Cronulla Sharks. Well, they leaked a lot of points.
Big time.
Trindle, Talakai, and the back rower who's escaping me right now.
He's got that weird
Teague Wilton.
Teague Hilton. No,
Paris Hilton.
Teague Paris Hilton.
Yeah, Wilton over there. So I've still got my question marks on the left edge. I need to see that in proper game.
Because fucking trials are different, mate.
Trials are different.
When you're playing round one, did you see the difference between a trial game and Vegas?
Yes.
That is levels.
Roosters right look like there. A completely different team.
Manly, completely different team. Yep. Broncos, everyone was there after it. That was one of the best round ones I've ever seen.
It was so good, mate. All right, let's get into the official round one, kicking it off with the Newcastle Knights versus the Canberra Raiders at McDonald Jones Stadium, 8 p.m. tonight. We are on. The Knights.
Rugby League's back.
The Knights are going with the skipper at the fullback, Callum Ponga. Anari Tuala fills in for Dom Young, or takes Dom Young's spot as he's gone to the Roosters with Greg Marzu. The centres are the same, Dane Gagai, Bradman Best. The spine stays the same with Kalen Ponga. Tyson Gamble gets the 6. Jackson Hastings in the 7. Phoenix Crossland at 9 with Brayley still out with a calf injury. So the front row looks really good. Jacob Saifidi, Leo Thompson in the front row. Tyson Frizzell, Dylan Lucas gets the spot, the open spot on the left edge. Adam Elliott is lock. Jack Cogger in the 14 jersey, Daniel Saifidi and Jack Hetherington 15-16, and the young kid from Wigan who is getting comparisons to Sonny Bill Williams.
Come on, don't do that to him.
Kai Pierce-Paul.
Come on, bro. Don't do that to a kid.
I started it. No, oh,
I'm only kidding. Ever put SBW's name in anybody else's.
Yeah, that it's guy's too much
an pressure. Anomaly. It's like comparing people to Greg Inglis, Andrew Johns,
JT.
Don't fucking do them, mate.
They don't need
You've ruined their careers. How many next Joeys have there been?
Yeah, too many.
Fuck.
Peter Sterling's.
Mate, don't do it.
Yep.
Let him be Kai Pierce-Paul.
All right, the Raiders team, mate. Jordan Rapiner gets the shot at fullback with Seb Christou out suspended. Yeah. Nick Kotrick and Xavier Savage is back, mate. He's on the wing.
Yeah, I'm good.
Matty Tumakol has been outstanding the last couple of years. Albert Hopewadi had a really good season as well. He moves from the wing to the centres. Ethan Strange gets first crack at the 6th jersey over KO Weeks. Jamal Fogarty is indeed back after missing all the preseason. The front row is really impressive. Josh Papali'i and Joseph Tarpany still got the OGs through the middle. Danny Levi at hooker. Huddy Young, Zach Hoskin, who was a transfer over from the Panthers, goes straight into a starting spot with Elliot Whitehead still out. Morgan Smithies, another player from St. Helens who comes over from the Super
loves
League.
His poms, doesn't he?
You know Sticky loves his poms. Tom Starling.
Mate, they do a job, mate. They're good.
They're really good. Tom Starling, and he goes good too this morning. He's won three.
He played the lock, eh? Yeah. He's a lock. He's a dog.
He's won three competitions with St. Helens. Pardon me. Tom Starling in the 14 jersey, Emre Gula, Ate Mariota, and Pasami Solo were all outstanding in the trial. So they get
tough pack, man.
Where are you going on
it's
this one, mate?
OG pack.
Let me get you the odds, and then we can talk about it. Right? Geez. Newcastle head to head, $1.38. Canberra Raiders $3.10. The line is +7.5. So you think the Canberra Raiders can keep it close enough? Round one against Newcastle at Newcastle.
I think it's. The simple fact it's in Newcastle, no? I know what a slight plane up there round one. You can get overawed or you can just let the crowd take you. Mm. Playing against a team like Canberra is just really tough. Yeah. They are annoying. You look at that pack, I don't care who you are. If you're an OG in the game or anything, you're looking at Papali'i and you're looking at Joey Tapanay, you're like, fuck, someone's gonna crack me.
It's a good battle through the middle.
It's a great battle
Jacob
through the middle.
Jacob Saifidi, Leo Thompson against Papali'i and Joseph Tarpany.
And, you know, you got Bradman Best, you got Timoko, you got Gags, you got all, you know, mate. Like,
that's a good matchup, Bradman Best, Timoko.
Canberra's not, they're not easy beats, man. I'm very fucking a bit, I don't know.
You've got to be worried about their spine.
I'm worried about Newcastle in this game because I know what Canberra's like. They're just fucking no nonsense. They're not going to try and play flamboyant football. Yeah. They're going to get to the end of the six. They're going to kick it down. They're going to try and bash Ponga. That's Ricky Stewart. I know what he's like. He's a bit of a psycho.
Yeah, yeah.
Kick it to him. Try and get, not fucking Marju getting on the second play.
Yep.
Get the other kid Tuala.
Do you reckon there's a world in which they bomb Marzu to take him out? So kick it to Marzu, but put a little bit of juice on it, and then he catches it right, and then you don't let him build up, and then Kalen has to take
that'll
play
be that'll sit that'll be situational, yep. Right? Depends on the field position, right?
And you've got to get it right.
Yes,
too,
and it's a fucking it's room, a it's yeah. Trouble. So if you kick it that way, and then you're gonna get. You know, which center on that left side will be Gags or yeah, be Gags on that side and left on their
Gags
on their
plays right. Bradman Best plays
left.
Yeah, so
it'll be that way. I'd rather Gags is still a great player, but you know Bradman Best. I just don't want Marju play too like coming off the back fence.
Yeah.
So I'll be kicking it that way unless it's targeting him if they're over halfway.
Yeah.
And then you target Marju right. Yeah. And then catch on collision.
Yes.
That's what you want. Then Bradman Best does Bradman Best shit. He's not that dangerous coming out of yard. He just fucking runs hard. He's more dangerous in your red zone
early
when
ball.
He gets that right fucking early ball.
Yep.
He'll shake you and all that kind of stuff. So it'll be a really good game. I mean, like Fogarty, he's a fucking good kicker. A younger halfback, he might get overawed, but I think he can do a job.
That's the big
this
question,
is very
Mark.
Evenly matched. You take KP out of this game, he's the only one there that you look at and go, fuck, he's dangerous. And he looks like he's fit, he's strong, he's motivated, he's in his prime. That's what worries me.
Jordan Rappen has got that dog about
him. Jordan Rappen's in a dog.
They're going to play through the middle with Jordy Raps.
I'm going Canberra.
I talked you into it.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the way.
Head to head.
Joey Tarpanay, guess where he's from?
Yeah.
Newcastle.
Newcastle boy.
Newcastle flicked him.
That's true.
Filthy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sort of let him go. You know what I mean? So he carries that all the time. Every time he plays Newcastle,
he goes hard.
He fucking goes hard and he goes after it. So his job will be going after what? Saifidi brothers, Leo Thompson. They'll be going after it. The back row evens itself out. It's pretty even.
Can I throw – this is – I'm with you. I'm not going to take them head-to-head, but I'll take the +7.5 for my bet this week. I'm also – I think you'll agree with me on this. If Newcastle were playing Parramatta round one, Melbourne Storm round one at Newcastle, I'd be more enticed to take them then.
Yeah.
I think this is a tricky game because Canberra – They're going to look at it like they're going to look at their squad and go, we've got a better squad than them on paper, but it's not by much. And Sticky's going to have them up.
You know Ricky's attitude's like,
I know.
Fuck these.
Yeah. Yeah.
See,
we got a dog.
Everything about him be like, look at Kalen Ponga's fucking hair.
And not good dogs
oi,
either.
Yeah.
Oi. Proper
you
dogs.
Know what I mean? Look at his fucking hair. He's a lair. Yeah. He goes, look at fucking, like, all everybody, mate. Yeah. He'll be hammering everybody. In his head, he thinks Newcastle people are soft.
Yes. Anyone who doesn't play
allegedly,
for Canberra.
Allegedly. Anyone who's not from fucking Queanbeyan or Tuggeranong. Shout out to Canberra. I love them. They're a bunch of dogs, mate. I just think Canberra can get an upset up here because they just got that team. Mm. I'm like you. I'll be thinking if Newcastle was playing against a massive team, Parramatta.
I like them.
Parramatta, St. George. I'll be like, yeah, I think they can rise to the occasion. Yep. Canberra will take you down to their level.
Yeah, they will.
They'll fucking just.
I think they will.
They're just a bunch of dogs. They'll keep bashing you and bashing you. You know, they'll be Phoenix Crossing will make 60 tackles, mate. Mm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he's going to – Leo Thompson, Saifidi,
Jack Cotter comes off the bench. He's the target through the middle, man, as well.
Like it's a pretty even game. No disrespect to Newcastle, but I think just one of these games. Round one's pretty hard to pick, but
I think it's super even in every position. But the big question mark for me is Ethan Strange at six, and I'm not completely sold on Danny Levi as a starting hooker. But I like Tom Starling coming off the bench.
Danny Levi's in Newcastle too, so they're going to play that extra sort of like you know when
he's got variety. He just sometimes I think he gets a little bit too.
He's not the answer. Put it that way. He's not Allen Iverson.
I think he tries to play above what his capabilities are.
Yeah, because too much. Because he's played for New Zealand.
He's got shit in the bag. Yeah. It's like that conversation with Radley, like nowhere near to the level of Radley, but sometimes he does shit like that's like, oh, that's nice. That's fuck. I didn't know he had that.
He's got class, man.
But he's got silk. But then he just tries to. If you silk too much, when you just give it your big boys, play direct, play forward.
And I think just say, I think at this time of his career, right? I think he's like maybe. Late end of the 20s, right? I think.
Yeah, he'd be
and
there.
And he's like, you know what? Fuck, if I don't really solidify myself as the nine this year, I could be in England.
Well, he's had a trip over.
I know, but I could fucking end myself. I could be gone mid year. You know what I mean? Like, so this year, hopefully, he just goes, oh, because he lives up to his expectations.
Yeah.
He's a fucking New Zealand representative.
He's got good skill set.
He's played for New Zealand.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he played for New Zealand when I was at Newcastle.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he's got that talent. So, like, you know, Ricky obviously sees a lot in him and he trusts him. But I just think with the Big Papa looks fit, man.
Yeah.
He looks fit and looks motivated. Joey Tarpane, just that forward pack, man. You don't know what you're going to get. Because, you know, you look at forward packs and you go, they're going to do it. You know, you got a Victor Radley who knows you can play direct. He's going out the back, this and that. They don't do that. This coming straight through your fucking chest. Yeah. Straight at you.
They don't have ball playing middle.
And yet they look for these little offloads and Starling dick dack, bang, bang, bang around here. Savage, you know, be around there. Like the fullback's always hunting around. Then they just shift it out wide and they fucking come back. It's like, it's hard to game plan for them, man.
Yeah, it's very hard to game plan. Yeah. All right, mate, let's move to Friday night. We talked about the game before. Let's get a little bit more in depth with it. New Zealand Warriors at home to Cronulla Sharks at Go Media Stadium at 6 p.m. So Chance Nicol-Klokstad, he doesn't get back in time. Oh, so Tane Tuipiki starts at fullback, which is a big selection considering they could have played Roger. So they really like Roger at the left because Adam Pompey is in the 18th jersey, which we'll get to a little bit later on. The wings were outstanding last year. Dylan Watson, Ezra Lesniak and Marcelo Montoya. Shout out to Rocket Barry who keeps his spot over Adam Pompey when Roger Tuivasa-Sheck comes back on the left. Luke Metcalf gets first crack at the six with Shawnee Johnson. The front row is really good. In fact, I love this forward pack, mate. Adam Fanua-Blake, Wade Egan, Mitch Barnett, Jackson Ford, Kurt Capewell, and Tohu Harris. Considering Murata Nikorda is not a part of this game as well, that is a really good pack.
What's wrong with him?
He just had a little tweak to potentially a hammy or something like that
through a couple of weeks.
On the bench, Freddie Lassick, Tom Ale, Bunty Afour, and Dylan Walker in the 17 jersey. Look at the names that are missing out on playing New South Wales Cup, mate. Adam Pompey, Jazz Tavanga, Tamade Martin, and Chanel Harris-DeVita are the halves for the New South Wales Cup team. And then you got the young Tearaways and Ali Lautau and Jacob Laban.
Yeah,
The Sharks team is all
equally
impressive. He's that back roll that you who's running those lines in the first trial. Sharks team also super impressive. Will Kennedy, Sione Katoa, Jesse Ramian, Sio Sifa Talakai, Ronaldo Mulatalo, Braden Trindle gets the sixth jersey that he battled with Matt Moylan for so long. Nico Hines in the seven, Oregon Kafusi at eight, Blake Braley at nine, Royce Hunt gets first crack at a starting jersey with Oregon Kafusi, actually. Both these two guys have jumped into starting spots over
I'm not sure that's a good thing.
The Dolph, who gets pushed to the bench, and obviously Braden Hamlin-Uwele isn't in this game as well. So Britton Nakora, Teague Wilton in the back row. Cam McInnes gets first crack over Dale Finucane and will skipper. Dale Finucane in the 14 jersey. Jack Williams, Toby Rudolph, Tom Hazelton. So a very solid bench. And it's sort of –
yeah,
it's the way that Cronulla want to play is through the middle. They want to – there's no sort of disguise with that bench, the way that they're constructed, that they want to play through the middle. How do you see this game going, mate? I
see the Warriors really fucking putting it on them.
Mm.
I wasn't that impressed with Cronulla in the trials.
But you said right at the top, trials are different.
Yeah, I know, trials are different. Of course they're going to come out. I just mean – I just look at the Warriors and the way they trialed. I don't think they're going to – if they can go up from their trial game, fucking look out. Do you know what I mean? Really I just good. Think, you know, there's still a lot of holes with that with those three men, Braden Trindle and Nicho Hynes. Nicho Hynes is going to get a lot of traffic this year.
He's had a little bit of a niggly as well. Yeah. So the odds, mate, that you were asking for before, Warriors are head-to-head at $1.58, Cronulla $2.40 to pull up the upset. There's actually a lot of money for the start for the Cronulla. So a lot of people think it's going to be closer than that, Mace. They think it's – they like the start on Cronulla, $1.85 plus 4.5.
To New Zealand?
I'm with you, yeah. It's at Go Media Stadium.
Good go.
I like the minus 4.5 about the Warriors, but I'm not too sold on the 13 plus. I think it's going to be plus, close.
I think this will be – it'll be tight first half and it just like it'll be just too much class. Like Roger Tuivasa-Sheck has got too much class. If he's on that left edge, he's going to be bouncing back into Nicho Hynes around about that space.
Jesse Ramian's a really good defender though.
Yeah, but he's when you can isolate one-on-one like he can, what he's just got to take care of his man and then you've got to make sure your three man makes his one-on-ones.
Yeah.
So who's the left side back role for you got Jackson Ford there.
Jackson Ford will play left.
He'll be holding up like
inside Nico's
playing
inside
those
shoulder.
Really good lines and then Capel on that other side. He'll be going at the young kid, Braden Trindle.
Braden Trindle, yep.
Yeah, that's all I worry about. I'm not worried about how tough Cronulla are. Cronulla's one of the toughest teams in the comp. You know, like
about their edge defense.
I worry about their edge defense like it was last year. And I know that's something that Fitzy would have been going, we need to fix that.
Yeah.
Because the forwards can handle their shit.
That's his bread and butter too. He's a four-man defender. He's one of the best four-mans in the defensive ever.
Yeah, and you got Daniel Holdsworth there in the coaching staff.
Yep.
You know, who was a three-man his career.
Yep.
You'll probably learn now he defended. I don't like Dale Finucane on the bench. No. I want him starting, but I know he hasn't played that much football or trials, but he's a vet. I want him starting because he can bang.
He's missed a lot of footy, mate, the last couple of years.
Yeah, a few head knocks and everything like that.
Do you think that's trying to take
I think so too.
You know, he's one of those guys, mate.
He goes fucking so hard.
He can't pull it up. He's 100 every time, even at training.
So what about McInnes? He's exactly the same as well.
Yeah.
I just think the quality of Wade Egan around the middle.
Yep.
But I read on NRL Physio. Shout out to NRL Physio.
Yeah, I seen that.
7 HIAs last year.
Yeah,
he passed 4 and failed 3.
Yeah.
It's the fucking highest one of everyone in the NRL.
It's not a great start.
Obviously, I think Wade Egan has been working on his tackle tech a hell of a lot. He needs to be protected a hell of a lot better. Fanua Blake, Mitchell Barnett look outstanding. Capel looks good. Tohu looks good. Their bench is outstanding. Sean Johnson, but that back line, look at it.
Even the wings, look at the battle. Dallin Martinez, Lesniak and Marcelo Montoya versus Sione Katoa.
They've got a great back five. Like Cronulla's got a great back five. They come out of yardage really well because of the fact that you've got Katoa and you've got Mulatalo. They've got Montoya and they've got Selesniak. You know what I mean? They all just run so fucking hard.
There's all four of them straight off the back fence pretty much every
carry. There won't be much in this game. I'm not saying Cronulla's going to get pumped. 13 plus in this NRL now. There's not much.
So you reckon –
It'll be just at the end. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Like, try to make
it'll
it
be just
plus.
Maybe two or three. You know, because they just hold it so long, and then when it breaks, it breaks.
Yeah, got ya.
Do you know what I mean? It could be like two or three late tries to the Warriors
with a bit of momentum.
Yeah,
crowd starts getting behind them.
Fucking, the crowd starts, the drums start going, and everything starts beating. Then bang, that try. That's what can happen over there. How many times you played over there and you thought you're going all right?
Yeah.
And then the fucking something just breaks, and then boom, 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 done. You're like, we fucking had these guys at 65 minutes.
Yeah.
That's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'm with you. I like the Warriors.
No disrespect to Cronulla, but they lack just that scoring prowess.
That's right. We're Cronulla Sharks haters on this show.
Oh, apparently. I love Cronulla.
Yeah. I think it's going to be close. I think a 1-12 Warriors are like minus 4.5 though. I think maybe a try, maybe 8 points, 6 to 8 points for the Warriors, and they start the season They start the season the way that they finished with a bang. The next game is a cracker, mate. Melbourne Storm versus the Penrith Panthers at Amy Park, 8:05 PM. So, fullback Ryan Pappenhausen, Will Warbrick.
Welcome back, Pappy.
Remus Smith and Nick Meaney in the centres. That's a new combination based off last year. Welcome back, Pappy. Xavier Coates is on the wing. Cam Munster in a 6 jersey, but I think he's very unlikely. With
money.
Money's out. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be money's out with Jerome Hughes in the 7. It'll probably be Jonah Pezzett, who's in the 20 jersey on the bench. And they've also got a kid called Sualavi Falongo in the 22 jersey. So
they just signed you on a massive deal, didn't they?
Five of the best. Front row is Tui Kamakamitha and Josh King. Harry Grant, the skipper, the new skipper at nine. Shout out to Joe Chan, son of Alex, who gets first crack at the left edge back row spot with opposite Alisi Kotoa. Trent Liero, who was on the left edge, moves to the middle. Looks like that's going to be a long-term, or they're looking to move him in there full-time. Tyron Wishart at 14, in the 14 jersey, the ever-versatile Tyron Wishart. Then you got Welshie, Christian Wells, Chris Lewis, and the tearaway, Alec McDonald, in the 17 jersey. So a few names to watch out for before kickoff, or that might get announced in the next little bit. It looks good. Have we got the write up from the boys too, Lukey? We'll get to that in a bit.
Mate,
Panthers. Before we get into it, let's go through the Panthers, and then you can compare them. Dylan Edwards, a fullback, Taruva and Toto on the wings, Isaac Tongal and Taylor May in the centers, Jerome Luai and Nathan Cleary in the halves, Moses Leota, Luke Summerton. He's in for Mitch Kenny because Mitch Kenny misses the first round with a little suspension for that New Year's Eve post. James Fisher-Harris, Luke Garner on the left, Liam Martin on the right because Scotty Sorensen's still out, Isaiah Yeo on the bench, Tyrone Peachy, Lindsay Smith, Liam Henry and Matt Eisenhuth.
Yeah, I know that Melbourne hasn't lost a round one in 21 years.
I think it's somewhere, like 23, 22? 24, yeah. Bellamy's never lost round one.
It's going to end.
Yeah.
It's going to end this week. I just don't think that losing Munster is massive. It just throws their whole fucking team out. Their forward pack, Kamakamitha, Josh King versus Fisher Harrison, Leota, Garner Martin, Yo. Like, I mean, they're just too good, Penrith. They're going to be hard to beat. You know what I mean? Like, you got, like, I just look through their forward. I mean, Will Warbrick, Remus Smith, Nick Meaney. Xavier Coach, Joe Chan, like he just never played first grade before.
One game last year. In that Broncos game, Melbourne game where they had heaps of reserves playing.
And he's going to get some traffic run at that kid. You know, their bench is good, but like
if it plays out the way you'd expect it, Joe Chan will be on the left opposite.
Yeah, the dog.
The dog of dogs.
Liam Martin. He's going to be fucking terrorizing.
We've got about three dog of dogs.
Yeah, but he's up there.
We'll come up with our top five dog of dogs too.
Yeah.
Because Liam Martin's definitely one of them.
He could be leading the charge.
Reuben Cotter's another one.
Yeah. Fucking hell. But Tyron Peachy, Lindsay Smith, Liam Henry, Eisenhuth, their bench isn't that crazy strong as it has been.
Yep, because they've lost a few players.
But
Mitch Kenny, do you think he's going to be a loss through the middle because his physicality? 100%.
What's this Luke Summerton go like?
Luke Summerton goes all right. He played a couple of games last year filling in for. He's more of a creative. He's not an aggressive. He's not a Mitch Kenny mold. He's more of a. He's a bit like a Brayley's.
Must have been off Sonny Luke then. Because he's 19th man.
Yeah, Sonny Luke just hasn't.
Yeah, you know, he's last too little, year, man. He needs to put on 5 kilos.
He sort of just didn't take that bench spot and they ended up moving Peachy.
It'll be closer than you think because Penrith's they've come back a little bit, but Melbourne haven't.
Well, let me give
Melbourne
you the odds.
Melbourne haven't gone up too far. Give me Munster.
Yeah.
Money can change that whole game. Then it takes me out.
I've got the odds for the tab. Melbourne versus Penrith. Melbourne are $2.45 at home. $1.55 for the back-to-back-to-back champions. The line is -4.5 and it's even money, $1.90 for either of them. So the punters are struggling to pick this one as well.
Do you go against Melbourne?
I was trying to pick Melbourne, mate. I went into this game because I got Melbourne winning the comp. So I went into this game going, I've got to pick Melbourne. And you're right, the money news just swayed me back over.
Penrith are beatable right now.
Yes, they
They're beatable. You put Munster in that team.
This is when you want to get Penrith.
Exactly. You put money in that team, I probably would have backed Melbourne. 100% because I look at that team and go, yeah, it's fucking gangsters everywhere.
Yeah.
Leota, fucking Fisher Harris. I love that. The back row's still good. Liam Martin, you're talking world-class players there. They don't have a world-class hooker. They've got Harry Grant. You know what I mean? They've got Jerome Hughes. They could have Munster. Then I'm like, it evens up a little bit. Pappy's back. The wingers are strong. The fucking centers are strong. Nick Meaney and all, Nick Meaney going to have a fucking tussle in the centers here. But
This is the perfect.
I'm nearly swaying myself to fucking Melbourne. Only because of Bellamy.
This is the perfect example of like why. Like when you watch this game, right? If you look at this game on paper, Dylan Edwards, well, not really Dylan Edwards because he's a fullback, but when you look at Toto and Taruva against Warbrick and Xavier Coates, you're like, this just tricked me last year. Yes. I was like, they should take advantage of this with the kicking and that.
Yeah.
They never do. Toto and Taruva are so good. for smaller guys, how they don't lose the battles in the air to these two 6 foot 300 and fucking 5 kilos. Taruva and Toto would probably be about 90 to 95. Yeah. Like Taruva dripping wet, 90, you know?
So you look at, just say, you go through that Penrith team, you know they've been missing a lot of stars, right? They've got to miss them. So you just go through there, just say, oh, look, Dylan Edwards, he's a top five.
Every year they're losing three starters.
Toto, top three winger. Luai, top 5'5"8. Cleary, number one half. Moses, top five front row. James Fisher-Harris, top five. Liam Martin, top three back row. Isaiah Yeo, top three lock. There's just that's out of 13 players. So there you go, fuck. And then they've be pissed off against like losing the World Club Challenge. They've already had one good hit out of there. And they want to come back and they want to ruin Bellamy's record.
But, yeah, it'll be nice to ruin the record. That's a Luai added incentive I haven't thought about. But last year they lost the Club Challenge and then they still come out and lost round one to the Broncos.
Yeah, remember? Never wrote them off.
Yeah, everyone thought.
They are beatable right now. They're very beatable. But I don't think, because they know Munster. So who's going to play there? Pezzett?
Yep.
You know, a lot of traffic at him.
Oh, I'm just looking at my docs as well. I've got a little punting thing that I've got going for the year as well. I forgot to mention my anytime try scorer for the Raiders Knights game is Xavier Savage as well at $2.30. For this game, I'm going to go the Panthers -4.5, and I'm going Isaac Tongal. He had a day out down in Melbourne last year. I think he can replicate that. He'll be going up against Nick Meaney, it looks like, left centre, who
he's playing out
respect.
Position.
Yeah, respect, but you know he's going to be moved out of position, so – we'll see how he goes. All right, mate, let's kick off the first games of Saturdays, and these are our old teams. Parramatta Eels versus the Canterbury Bulldogs at CommBank Stadium, 5:30. The Eels, Clint Gutherson at fullback. Bailey Simonson goes onto the wing because Mike Acevo was suspended for 3 games from the trials.
Oh, when he smacked the shit out of them.
Yep. Viliami Penasini, Will Penasini looks with a nice good, little name change. Morgan Harper. So Morgan Harper will play left.
He's back, Morgan Harper.
Penasini on the right. Morgan Harper was good in the trials. Sean Russell was on the wing with he'll be partnering Penasini. Dylan Brown plays his 100th game. Shout out to Dill.
Jeez.
Mitch Moses is his partner in the halves. Front rows is as good as it gets. Regan Campbell-Gillard with Junior Bolo. Joey Lussick gets first crack at the 9 jersey, which we both anticipated. Sean Lane is back on the left. Bryce Cartwright on the right. Jermaine Hopgood, I think, is in for a fucking cracker season if the trials are anything to judge by. Brad said he wasn't going to play two hookers, but it's round one and he's got two hookers. Brendan Haynes is in the 14 jersey. Ryan Madison in the 15. Offahan Gower in the 16. And Kamatua Langi in the 17. That's a really good bench, mate. And some really good players that are missing out as well.
Offahicky Ogden.
Yeah.
He started 2 games.
I thought he was going to be a
crack.
On the
bench for sure, but I mean, I think Joe played it. I think Joe Ofangawe didn't play anything, and Tuolungi didn't play that many as well.
Well, that's, you said it right at the top. Trials don't mean anything. For some players, it was more about rest, and for some players, it was about getting healthy. So you can't take too much out of the trials because Ofahiki Ogden was really good for Parramatta. The Bulldogs team, we get some answers and how the team's going to look. For now, Blake Taff, first crack at fullback. Blake Wilson and Josh Addo-Carr's on the wings. Jacob Carraz hasn't played a trial at all, but him and Stephen Crichton are in the centres. Matt Burton teams up with Drew Hutchinson for the first round. Max King, Poasa Famasuli in the front row.
Well deserved.
Shout out to Famasuli, who's been a bit of a journeyman, bounced around a few different teams, but gets first crack because he was really good in the trials. This is a team that really relied on trials to figure out what the team was going to be, Mace?
Yep.
Viliami Kikau in the back row with Jacob Preston, which is probably the strength of the team. Jamin Salmon gets first crack at 13. Kurt Mann in the 14. Samuel Hughes just got re-upped, I believe, too, at the Bulldogs.
Good kid.
Josh Curran in the 16 jersey. Curtis Morin in the 17 jersey. So Bronson Cherry, who was really good in the trials as well, misses out.
Surprised at that.
Connor Tracy, who's missed pretty much all the preseason with a lingering injury, he's in the 22, so he'll be knocking on the door.
Yeah.
How do you think your Bulldogs are going to go against my Eels, mate?
You know, obviously, Parra's got, on paper, a better team. They do. You know, they've been around for a while, that nucleus of their team. They'd expect to win this game.
Yes.
But let me remind you that we fucking hate each other, and it's at Parra Stadium.
You hate Parra more than anyone, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't hate him now, but I mean, like, just because of the rivalry.
It's embedded in my
fucking DNA.
Yeah, yeah.
Trust me. So I'll look at that and just go, fuck, we can win. Just because I just think we should. I don't know.
Why don't why, could you play it at the Roosters, you think? Because you should hate Roosters more than Parramatta.
No, I think it's because of the 80s. Like when you're getting indoctrinated into the 80s so stuff. So you played in fucking 8 grand finals in the 80s.
It's the past.
It's the past. Yeah, it's gotcha. Not the present. So it just gets – like you go, you play a game, get your jersey given to you by Terry Lamb and play against Parra and expect – or Peter
that makes sense.
Fucking Peter Kelly, all these dogs of war, you're fucking going against them. You are meant – I don't give a fuck if you're coming last or first and they're coming first or last. It's meant to be on.
Yeah, I love that.
That's why this game always means something to me and that's what needs to get indoctrinated into these young fuckers is that you're playing against Parra. Yeah, they got a better team on paper, but who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
You get out there and you go as hard as you fucking can. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be hard to beat Parramatta. It's at Parramatta Stadium, but where else would you rather be if you're playing for the Bulldogs on a Friday night on a fucking opener against Parramatta at their stadium and beat the fuck out of them in front of all their fans? Where else would you rather be?
You better clip that shit up, Luke. You're getting me fucking pumped up and I'm on the Eels.
Where would you rather be if you're a Bulldog player?
I've tipped the Eels and you fucking
get out
you got
there.
Me pumped up to wear a fucking Bulldogs
jersey.
Get
out there and just rip in as hard as you can. Fucking as hard as you can. That's all we want from ex-players and the current players. We're trying to get this into that fucking DNA in that club now. That's what you're supposed to do every time you wear that jersey. So that's what we expect.
Yep. Para 13 plus.
Yeah, fuck no,
mate.
It could easily happen, but it's like, where else would you rather be as a Bulldog player 100%. Right now? The history in that both these clubs, they fucking hate each other. You know that. It's supposed to be like that. And like, imagine being there and playing Friday night, you get picked in the team, and like some of these young kids like Curtis Morin and all these young juniors, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, you know, like.
It's a great occasion
Karaz
for them.
Karaz and all these guys, you just, I don't know.
There's some great, there, man. Great opportunity for some of these players to really make an impact in their first game. It's a really tricky game for Parramatta. I do have Parramatta, and I do have Parramatta minus the 7.5. Fuck, I'm not confident.
They're a good team, Parramatta.
I think if this was round five, I'd love this bet. Combank, round five, maybe the Bulldogs have dropped a couple or, you know, just fell short a couple of times.
Yeah.
But you're getting them round one, it's going to be really
you
tough.
You just don't know what you're going
to
get.
Head-to-head, Parramatta $1.40 with the tab. The Bulldogs are $3. The line is minus 7.5. The punters are going towards the minus 7.5 at Parramatta. But punters beware. I just think it's going to be really tricky
beware.
For them. But I'm going to go Parramatta minus 7.5, and in a big occasion for Dylan Brown in his 100th game, I'm going to go his halves partner, Mitch Moses, who loves playing at Combank.
Yeah.
He really turns – he does his best work.
It's going to be a hard game. It's going to be a hard game for us. It's a very hard game, but I'm just saying that. Where else would you rather be? Like, I wouldn't rather play anyone else but Parra round one.
Mm. Yeah, you're right.
Round one, that's it. I don't care. Get it. Just get it. Fucking cracking.
And it can be, again, just like the Knights, where it can be a bit tricky where you're playing a team you're expected to beat. The last couple of years, well, not Canberra. Canberra were top eight, but with all the players that they've lost, they're expected to be bottom four. You want to play.
They're expected to flog us.
When you've got aspirations of winning the comp and you've got a really good lineup, you want to play a good team round one.
Yeah, you want to see if you're like, oh, let's play against Penrith. Because
you know
you're going to
be up.
Yeah.
And you know they're going to be up.
Yeah.
And some players that might not play like that for the rest of the season are going to be up for the first 3 or 4 rounds until they figure out who they are.
Yeah. Be a good game. It'll be a good game. It'll be interesting to see because I don't go much off trial form. You know, like I see him train sometimes. It's like, you know, they've had a really good preseason.
I'm with you on the Parramatta Eels like the Warriors. I think it's going to be close for a long period, 65 minutes. Yeah. But I think Parra might be able to get the chocolates a little bit later in the end to cover the start.
I'm not sure if I should go out there or not. Probably get in a fight.
You get too nervous.
They're the best watching those games at Combank. It's the best.
Well, you just got me fucking pumped up for the game.
But like just watching it on TV is just as fun as well because you can see everything.
When is it on?
Friday.
It's on Saturday at 5:30. Okay. Fuck, do you want to watch it together? I'll come around with my feet or something.
Yeah,
so let's do it. Gold Coast Titans versus St. George Illawarra Dragons at Cbus Super Stadium. The Titans. Desi gives us his first look at. The new and improved Titans. Similar names though. Keno Kinney is fullback with Jaden Campbell still unavailable with injury. The wings are the same as last year. Alofiana Camperera and Philip Sami. Brian Kelly with the new transitioned AJ Brimson to the centres. The old boys still getting about. Kieran Foran with Tanner Boyd. Mawaki Fotowaka, Chris Randall and Tino Fasulamalaawi in the front row. Cleese Haas gets first crack at Dave Fifita's spot that he's left with, as he's still out injured. Beau Fumore He's back. Shout out to Beaufort Moore. I really like him as a player, and I hope he has a big season after I think he went down in either the trials or round one last year. Keenan Palacia comes over from the Broncos, and he looks like he's going to play lock to start the season for him. Sam Verrill's on the bench with Isaac Liu, Aaron Clark, and Jamin Joloff. So that's a pretty good team, mate.
And I don't mind that team.
And some pretty decent players that are missing out on the bench as well. I like JoJo Fifita. He just can't seem to lock down a spot in that team.
He got first crack at it last year, didn't he?
He did, but that was because Brimo was playing fullback.
Okay.
The Dragons team, Tyrell Sloan at fullback, Zach Lomax on the wing with Michaela Ravalawa, Moses Sully and Jack Bird in the centres, Kyle Flanagan to partner up with Ben Hunt, Frankie Molo in the front row with Mudders Laurie, Jacob Littlewood, hooker, Tom Eisenhuth comes from Melbourne and is playing back row with Luciano Leilua, another new recruit who's still missing, Jaden Sua, he'll play his usual right edge back row spot, Jack DeBellin through the middle, Connor Mulusen in the 14 jersey, I think that's the way you pronounce that name, he played a couple of games last year, Michael Molo, Viliami Fifita will make his debut, and Raymond Fatalamara, he comes over from the Bulldogs and gets a 17 jersey. Mace, how do you see this game going?
This would be
this is a weird game. This is the one that's very hard to punt on.
50-50 this one. It's up there at the Titans, but that doesn't really rip me much because I only get about fucking 6,000 up there. So St. George got that hard-nosed football attitude. They're coached by Flanagan. I think I'm tipping towards St. George.
I'm with you.
Because I think, you know, Fifita missing, AJ Brimson still playing out of position.
Jaden Campbell.
Yeah, no Campbell, no genuine fullback. You know, Kinney's not a big man. He's not a big man.
He's bigger than Jaden Campbell, but he hasn't proved himself. Either it's Jaden Campbell. So they've got an unproven fullback regardless.
Fotowaka, Tino, Blake Laurie, Molo.
It's a good pack.
Yeah, the back row's pretty even.
It's a good pack. It's still a good pack for the Titans.
Yeah, they've got a really good pack. They've got Tino there, man. He's the best prop in the game.
Keenan Palacio, I think, is going to go to another level.
Imagine if you add like Fifita there. I'd go towards the Titans if they had a fit Fifita. It might take him a little bit to get fit too if he comes back from injury. I just like the way that they trialed the Dragons. Just real hard-nosed football. Just, you know, if they can complete their sets, Ben Hunt gets on the good kick. They kick chase like Moses Sully looks dangerous as hell. Jack Bird looked dangerous.
Coming a little bit closer, mate, to the mic.
Ravalawa looks good. You know, like Zach Lomax, they get out of yardage quite easy. And then you get on the back of him, like you say, their back row is Sua, DeBellin. They've got some really good shape around there.
There are reports that Zach Lomax is just a little bit unhappy with the wing spot, so it'll be... really important that I think for if they're going to keep him there long term or
what do you do with him? What do you do? Where do you put him? Unless you wait 5 weeks and Jack Bird's getting maybe getting dusted up in defence or he's out of position or he might, you know, move him into the back row. But what do you do? You got Jaden Sua, who's a premier back rower. You got Lucci, who's a gun back rower on the other side. Like, what do you do with him? You can't swap. You can't drop Jack Bird or put him on the wing.
In my best team, Jack Bird was going to play 14, but I can understand the thought process. It's wait and see for me. I want to see how it plays out.
He's not because a winger.
I think they can have some real joy with his presence coming out of yardage. We think about the wingers that have led the way in teams that have performed really good in the last couple of years. As good as, like, obviously the middles are for Penrith, like what Toto and Taruva do. So if he embraces it, and, you know, gets after his yardage carries off the back of what Moses Sully and Ravalawa were doing in that trial against the Tigers. If they just
that's
like,
the mindset that he needs.
If they drop the shoulders and just go at this fucking Titans team who have not proved in the past that they love the tough stuff. Titans want to win a game 34-30.
Yeah.
They don't want to go up. They don't want to play.
They don't want to get 12-10.
Flano would love to win this game 8-6.
Yeah.
So it's two contrasting styles.
I just want him to play his best football. Like, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But I don't want to see him, like, looking. You can tell by body language there. You know what I mean? You can see, like, if he's not getting the ball, you know what I mean? Like, he's getting shit ball and he's just on and off. Like, you can see him, like, his head gets down. And he's been saying all the right things. Team first. So if he's team first, he's probably going to get about 20 touches.
Well, there's two guys, and they have both been team first with the way the trials are played. AJ Brimson moves from fullback to centres, team first, wants to be team first player.
Yeah.
But he also said that he's not happy. His preferred position is fullback. Zach Lomax will be the same. I think the loser of this game, whoever's out of position, is going to be pissed off.
Yeah.
Mate, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I think you'll be all right. I think you'll be all right.
No, they're not. Sorry. Brimbo was right.
But tonight. I think you'll be all right. Like, if you can just get some decent ball, maybe you can swap in and out. Like, you know, if Jack wants a bit of a rest, just come in for one.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Get that ball like a couple of meters in. Like, and Jack Burke can just hold the sideline.
Yeah, go roving. If he wants,
you don't have to fucking just stay on the wing the whole time. I'm pretty sure he's got a bit of a license to do that.
Yeah.
You know, they want him with the coming down. If he's coming out of this way, they want him sort of skipping over a little bit, maybe linking up with Sloan out the back. That's probably because he's got such a great passing game. You don't really want to limit him to that, just those play twos, right?
He's nice skipping across the field, isn't he?
Because he can skip across. So just say if those middles are pushing up and you get Sloan tucked around the back, next minute you can have a good shot of him on the other side. So I think that could be how they're using him coming out of yardage.
All right, you mentioned that.
You'd hope so anyway.
You mentioned a name there, and that's who I'm going with any time. I like Tyrell Sloan through the middle. Potentially, maybe they make a little bit of break in the edge. Sloaney up the middle, 275 any time. And I like the Dragons, mate, +5.5. Same. I think they're going to keep it close enough with the Gold Coast Titans. It's kind of an ugly game, the Gold Coast Titans. I don't think want to be playing round one as well. All right, mate, the last game is – oh, sorry, the odds were $1.48 about the Gold Coast Titans, $2.65 about the St. George Illawarra Dragons. The line is 5.5. All right, mate, the last game is the Dolphins versus the North Queensland Cowboys.
The Dolphins.
This will be, again, contrasting styles again. I think North Queensland want to play a high tempo, bit of a score fest, but Dolphins, they want a dogfight. Fullback, Hamisai Tabuai-Fido. Wings, Jermaine Asako and Jack Bostock. The centres, Tessie New and Herbie Farnworth. So no Jacob Verillo. That's the big omission there. Another big omission, no Isaiah Katoa. Cody Nikorima wins first shot at the six with Sean O'Sullivan. Jesse Bromwich and Jersey Flegler of the Thomas variety in the front row with Jeremy Marshall-King, Felice Kafusi. Connolly Lemuelu gets first crack at edge back row with Ray Stone at lock with no Tom Gilbert. Josh Kerr, Max Plath, Kenny Bromwich, Mark Nichols. Look at the extended bench. Jared Wallace, Avarillo, Ewan Aiken, Isaiah Katoa. So they've got a bit of depth there at the Dolphins.
Jesus.
The Cowboys team, Scotty Drinkwater, Kyle Felt, Valentine Holmes, Zach Labert, Murray Talangi, Tom Dearden, Chad Townsend, Jordan McLean, Reese Robson, Jason Tomalolo, Hylam Lukey, Jeremiah Nanai, Ruben Cotter. That's a good starting 13, mate.
That's the best.
Jake Granville, Griffin Neem, Sam McIntyre, and Kuli Kefu Fine Fuyaki.
Well, you go through that forward pack, it's probably one of the best in the game.
It's a good roster, mate.
Yeah, really good roster.
It's a good roster.
I don't see any weaknesses in that 13. Not one. Maybe, you know, I mean, Zach Labor, it's probably the
– still unproven?
Probably unproven, but he obviously wants to prove himself.
Yep.
So he's going to be in there fighting every single week so no one takes his spot.
Hylam Lukey needs to play consistent footies. Hylam
Lukey is going to get consistent football this year, hopefully, when he's uninjured. Tom Dearden's going to steer it around. Chad Townsend, Jordan McLean. Jesus, what do you do?
Mm.
Oh, that forward pack, it's not just big names. They're tough.
Well, they're playing a really tough roster as well. The Dolphins are going to be really tough.
The Dolphins are going to be good. You know,
let me give you the odds, mate, for the tab for our partners at the tab. So the tab are struggling to pick it as well because they've got $2.50 about the Dolphins, $1.53 about the Cowboys. The line is 5.5. So can the Dolphins keep it close if they don't win, or do you think Cowboys can beat the Dolphins by more than a try, mate?
I think it'll be one of those games where it's going to be pretty tough and close the whole way, right?
Yep.
And then they're just going to maybe two or three last, you know, late trials.
So similar to the Warriors game, similar to the Parry game.
Look at that team, man. The Dolphins, they're tough, man.
They got some dogs.
They got some proper dogs, and they'll be up for this game. It's round one.
I think Dolphins beat them twice last year. I could be wrong. Lukey, can you have a look at that? And Hamisai was on fire against the Dolphins on both occasions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just don't see any. I think North Queensland's probably got that mindset this year. It's like, we didn't make the eight last year.
Yeah, and they're too good at roster.
Look at our roster. It's pretty much exactly the same as last year.
Yep.
And we're too good for this shit. We need to start off good. We need to start off with some purpose. And unlucky for the Dolphins, you're going to get it. That should be their mindset. Yep. Obviously, the Dolphins have exactly the same mindset.
Mm.
We need to start off like we did last year. Wasn't a fluke last year. Blah, 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 blah. If they had Tom Gilbert, I'll be a little bit on the fence because he does that shit that, like,
I probably would have gone
like Ray Stone. Like, he's going to be taken. Like, I mean, Ray Stone's a great, great defender.
Yeah,
doesn't do much with the ball.
Here we go. Look, he's got like Dolphins last year.
Two tight ones, 28-26.
Yep.
And then 23-21.
Dolphins won both occasions. Yeah, they won two close ones, 28-26 and 23-21. Did you say 23-21? That's a random score, eh?
Kenny Bromwich is on the bench.
Yeah, yeah, a couple of droppies obviously at the death and then maybe a penalty goal to win it. So it would have gone 21-21 and they kicked the penalty goal rather than – trying to think of that game.
Got a good look at the Josh Kerr, Bromwich and Nichols on the bench, Max Plath. I like the bench for the Cowboys, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the balance. I think Jason Taumalolo is going to be pissed off and he's going to come out and just try and destroy the whole team.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Hynum Lukey, Nanai, that right side looks dangerous, man.
I think they learned their lesson from last year.
Yeah, I just think they're going to be hard to beat this year, and this you'll see a lot in this round one game what they're about.
Okay, so before we wrap it up, mate, which teams do you think need to show the most? Do you think Cowboys are one of those teams
Cowboys.
That need a big round one victory?
Yep, Cowboys in Cronulla.
Yep.
Parramatta.
They're the teams you'd be watching closely.
Because there's going to be a lot of tight games, but you think that they should do some, right? Not really worried about all the other teams. Like even the Knights.
Mm.
The Knights had a great run last year, the back end. You know, they played, they win 10 games in a row? And then they got dusted. The Roosters are interesting. Like for all year I'm talking about. And the Rabbits.
Mm. Yep. All right, mate. Looking forward to round one. We'll watch the game tomorrow, Parra versus Bulldogs. As always, we want everyone to be playing safe during this footy season. So please keep front of mind, what are you really gambling with? And if you need free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. And you can find my picks in our current LPC banner on the Bets Friends tab app. So follow along. I'll be having my tips for the Knights game tonight and I'll be doing the Cowboys game later in the week as well, plus the Levels Bets Friends special. So keep an eye out for it.